USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says there could be a COVID-19 vaccine ready as soon as next month. And after that, distribution will begin.
We're on track to deliver and distribute the vaccine in a very, very safe and effective manner. We think we can start sometime in October. So as soon as it is announced, we'll be able to start. That'll be from mid-October on.
That would be much faster than what CDC Director Robert Redfield told Congress earlier. He said it would be the middle of next year or a little later. The president said Redfield was mistaken. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is again going after the president's COVID-19 response.
Let me be clear. I trust vaccines. I trust scientists. But I don't trust Donald Trump. And at this moment, the American people can't either.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
President Trump is saying he could support much of what is in a bipartisan coronavirus relief package that was unveiled earlier this week.
I do like a lot of money getting sent to people that really were hurt unnecessarily by China because they could have stopped it.
He called on congressional Republicans to support a massive economic relief bill with much higher numbers. The plan includes enhanced unemployment benefits, money for states and local governments, and liability protection for employers. In Pensacola, Florida, there's now a dusk-to-dawn curfew in effect after now Tropical Storm Sally tore through the area.
There is going to be a lot of property damage. I mean, when you see downtown Pensacola and you see 3 feet of water there, that's going to affect probably every business that's in downtown Pensacola. There's just no two ways about it.
Governor Ron DeSantis. Alabama forecasters are warning that some river crests could break records. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
A famous comedian is stepping up to help veterans in need. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Activist comedian John Stewart holding an event yesterday where he called for help for veterans exposed to toxic chemicals in war zones. The former Daily Show host saying soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan were exposed to dangerous toxins through smoldering burn pits that were used to incinerate waste. He compared veterans with health problems from burn pits to 9/11 first responders, who also were, of course, exposed to chemicals, including burning jet fuel. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Football fans have something to cheer about as we hear from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
The Big Ten restored its 2020 football season, a surprising reversal in its response to the coronavirus that reflects some pressure to push forward with college sports as the pandemic continues to hit campuses across the country. The season will start on the 23rd and 24th of October, which will allow teams to play an 8-game schedule. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Paris Hilton says she wants to be a voice for other survivors of boarding school abuse. She says she decided to go public about the abuse she reportedly suffered at Provo Canyon School in Utah as a teenager. She said, "They constantly screamed at me, and the abuse is still happening today." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.